Hello.
Hi, my name is Mercedes, calling back from customer support. I was speaking with my supervisor while we was talking to see, since this just happened yesterday, was I able to process a full refund for you? Since it is really not processed through, it's still pending on our side. So yes, sir. As a courtesy, they did let me process the full, so you will receive in the $44.99 within the next 3 to 5 business days.
Can I get an email, Mercedes, stating that?
I will have corporate send you out an email. The latest it'll take is 24 to 48 hours, but I will make sure they send you an email too. They do
Well,
have
let
an
me do
email
the
on
first.
file as r1954eagle@aol.com.
Well, I need to have some proof that I've done this, and hold on one second. Maybe you guys already sent it.
Okay, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Is to inform you we've refunded the amount of $22.50. Now I've got two emails saying that I've for the total amount of $44.99. Mercedes, let me do you a favor, a huge favor, since you just did one for me. I don't know what you know about what's going on in the world right now, and I'm sorry about swearing at you, but I'm so tired of being taken advantage. But anyway, I really apologize about that. But the thing is, for your own benefit and for your family and friends, I'm not a conspiracist. I spent over 2 years behind the computer since this COVID whatever came out to come to find out that it's really a world depopulation. If I had an email of yours, I would send you all kinds of valid information from credible sources, scientists, doctors, economists, and what have you. I've been going through this for 2 years, and right now we're facing a food crisis that you will not believe. And if you're not prepared for this, a lot of people are going to be blindsided by this because the mainstream media is hiding in a lot of information. I get this from the alternative news sources, the people that have been thrown off of YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter, the people that are speaking the truth, the ones that were all considered conspiracy theorists. Well, it's no conspiracy, it's the truth. And Mercedes, for you and the people that you love and your family, I highly urge you to you got roughly a couple months before it really hits the fan because they paid off farmers not to grow crops. And with what's going on with the weather, people can't grow crops. There's just a lot going on that I can't capsulize it within a minute conversation. I can only warn you. And to let you know that if you don't get stocked up with food, a good supply, and water, because there's going to be several power outages, and this isn't going to be by accident, hon. This is really happening. And this, like I said, there's all kinds of valid representatives of all this information, even with documents that prove it. Anyway, if you're not stocked up for at least a good 90 days, that's with boxed foods, rices, beans, what have you, water bottles, and you got to figure out how much that you use and your family uses a month, and you got to multiply that by at least 3 months. But they're thinking that this is going to go on for a long time because they're trying to starve this nation out. There's a lot of information behind what I'm saying, but like I said, I can't capsulize this within a minute or two talking with you. I can only warn you. And you can say this guy's crazy, or you can say maybe he has a point.
Yes,
If I had
sir.
an email address of yours, Mercedes, I would send you validated information from reliable sources that speak the truth. That's all I can say. This might sound weird to you right now, but if you haven't been noticing the supermarkets and prices going up and the shelving at supermarkets, I have friends out, I'm in Texas, I got friends in Vegas that are telling me that the shelves are getting empty. I have friends in Georgia with the same story. I have people in Massachusetts telling me that the pickings are getting slim and you can't even get pet food. Look at what they're doing with the baby formula.
Yes,
They're
sir.
sending it
That
all down to the Yeah, they're sending it all down to the border for all the illegal immigrants. But it's hard as heck to find around here. There was a video of a whistleblower at Walmart. A whistleblower is someone who tells you secretly what's really going on. He had a video. He goes, "Look at this shelf." And this is a worker at a Walmart. He's going, look at the shelves out here. There's hardly any baby formula. He goes, okay, now let's go out back to the warehouse part of the store. He showed at least 5 or 6 pallets loaded with baby formula, and they were told not to put it on the shelves. So I know that I'm telling you an awful lot right now, but to protect you and your family, since you just did me a huge favor, I'm doing one in return. And I hope you think about it. And when you're at the supermarket, take a good look around. Go to alternative news stations on the internet, like a place called BitChute, BitChute.com. And you go into politics or whatever for titles, and you're going to see a lot of people telling you what's really going on. But for you, you just did me a huge favor, because like I said, I collect Social Security, and I don't get much more than $1,100 a month. I'm trying to give you a huge favor back that just might save you and your family's lives. They say that you can only live 3 days without something liquid to drink, especially water. You can last up to 30 days without food. And it's going to get that bad, Mercedes, I promise you. And I'm not a doom and gloom guy. I'm a veteran from the 70s during the Vietnam War time. I took a pledge at that time, and all us veterans don't stop just because we're out of the active military. We took an oath to defend our country against foreign and domestic terrorists. And right now, Joe Biden and all these Democrats and the elites of the world and the globalists, they're trying to take over. They're trying to do what Hitler and Stalin did back in the 40s and stuff. And they've actually been very successful to this point. And the big thing right now is to starve out the countries. And I'm not just talking USA. So please heed what I say and start stocking up on stuff. Ask yourself, what's the worst that could happen? You'd have extra food if this never came about. But it's coming about. You look at your supermarket. Talk to friends in other states. Ask them what's going on. And I think, well, I know for sure that the poop is going to be in the pudding within a few months. So for what you did for me, this is the best thing I could ever do for you. And to me, I really appreciate what you did for me, Mercedes, but God be with you.
God bless you as well. And thank you, sir. I will pass along this information. And I do believe you, because all of a sudden, out of nowhere, we got a shortage on baby formula, and that is kind of crazy. But yes, sir, I do thank you for the information, and I will keep that in mind and warn my family as well. Thank you, sir.
Please do, Mercedes. And thank you so much. Bye now.
You're welcome. And thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.
Thank you, hon. Bye.
Bye.